Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, we have quite a bit of activity today, and of course, big surprise in the government report was the corn acres basically coming out with acres being much higher than what traders were even guessing, or the highest guess. The highest guess was 91 million acres, and we came out with, or the USDA came out with, 93.604 million acres. So, you know, 3.6 million acres more than the average guess. And so that is the second largest corn acreage since 1944. The USDA's big planting estimate, of course, is also negative for agricultural equipment manufacturers like John Deere, because more acres sends lower the message of lower corn prices. So consequently, of course, Deere stock has dropped here a little bit today. I think it's down currently around 3%. And CNH Industrial is down about 2.6%, while ADM shares are basically flat, and Bunge shares are up about 1.3%, because it basically is saying more corn, that means more volume of grain they're going to be exporting and what have you. But the bottom line is, today's report not only bearish on corn, we still believe that corn is going to be a better market long term. First half of the year, we always felt, would not be the best time for corn. The last half of the year, we think, is different. In the meantime, this has been very positive for feeder cattle. Feeder cattle made lows early after the report came out, didn't do it right away, and then turned much stronger. We have feeders very close to limit up. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.